It's market day in the village of Sajo, but it's also payday for these 800 beneficiaries of Catholic Relief Service's Yokute program. Yokute means resilience in the Wolof language. By paying participants to work on projects that improve village agriculture and sanitation, Yokute aims to get them back on their feet after years of poor harvests. CRS program coordinator Pop Said says cash is better than food for this vulnerable population.
The people can buy the food they would like to have, but people in need have more needs than food alone, like healthcare. So with cash, they can buy food, but they can also address their other needs.
But there are disadvantages to cash as well. Some beneficiaries, like Gas Khan, prefer getting food or vouchers so relatives can't spend her earnings on non-essentials.
We prefer the food because it's useful for the whole family.
CRS does not force beneficiaries to buy food with the money, but they do encourage it by paying them on market day. They say 87% is spent the same day on food. Local shop owners like Wally Fai can see the difference in their sales.
This program supports the merchants. Before, it was only between the aid organization and the beneficiary. So with the Yokute program, they have brought in the small shop owners. So instead of two players, now it's three.
Local farmers benefit too, as they can sell their produce and grain without having to compete with food imported from abroad. CRS's Pop Side says the work that the beneficiaries are doing will actually improve crop yields, even when there is little rain.
In these half moons, we are correcting the soil, which is mostly sand. So to increase the water retention, we add manure and compost. Good fertilization could double, triple, or quadruple the harvests.
Fatih Nyang appreciates the help in the meantime. She went into debt over the past few years trying to feed eight people, including her 104-year-old husband.
We used to buy food and medicine with what we had, but now we use the program money for that, and now we can save what we had before.
She earned $72 for her work in village sanitation last month. Having already repaid her debts, she spent it all on 2 sacks of rice, 40 kilos of grain, 4 liters of cooking oil, 5 liters of peanuts, 5 liters of corn, and a bag of mixed vegetables. She and her family are happy to be part of the program. Aid groups are watching to see whether USAID will be funding more projects like Yokute. This is Nick Loomis for VOA News from the Djurbel region of Senegal.